Welcome to Kuvera's weekly digest on the most critical developments related to business, finance, and the markets. Bond with the best. Another week, another stock market high. While the Sensex is just a whisker away from the 80,000 mark, the Nifty has zoomed past 24,000. And as we approach the Union Budget in July, the two indices may just climb to new peaks. Stock markets are soaring thanks in part to the $3.2 billion that foreign institutional investors have deployed in equities this month after pulling out over $4 billion. But stocks are not the only asset class foreign investors are bullish about. You see, there is significant activity going on in India's bond market, too, with overseas investors pouring money into this segment as well. Starting Friday, India's government bonds became a part of JP Morgan's widely tracked Emerging Market Debt Index. To be sure, the change was announced in September last year. But its implementation this week sets the stage for billions of dollars to flow into India. But why are foreign debt investors looking at India? Well, global investors are attracted by India's high GDP growth, the government's commitment to keeping fiscal deficit under control, the rupee's low volatility, and the Reserve Bank of India's focus on bringing inflation down to its medium-term 4% target. Bond market investors also anticipate to gain from the predicted interest rate cuts that may begin later this year or early next year. So, what kind of inflows do we expect in the bond market? Since September last year, India's bond market has received inflows totaling $10.5 billion. This is almost 6 times the amount received from early 2021 to August 2023. Market observers say Indian bonds will likely receive $2 billion from index tracking funds over the next few days. This will be followed by a similar amount each month. Total inflows could top $20 billion over the next 10 months as India slowly reaches its maximum weight in the index. The growing inflows will have some trickle-down effects, too. For one, the massive dollar inflow will strengthen the rupee. More importantly, it is also likely to keep India's balance of payments in surplus. That, in turn, will support the Indian economy and give investors another reason to be optimistic. So, here's a loud cheer to the Indian bond. Walk before you run. As a retail investor, the markets on a lifetime high are not something to be particularly excited about. After all, as the good old Warren Buffett advises every investor, be fearful when others are greedy, and be greedy only when others are fearful. But many retail investors, always looking out for that quick buck, would much rather follow Gordon Gekko, the Wall Street movie character played by Oscar winner Michael Douglas who espoused greed is good. And then there are investors who chase performance, essentially investing in a fund to build wealth for the future based on its past returns. These may have, perhaps, helped balloon quant mutual funds assets under management from just 2,400 crore in 2019 to a whopping 93,000 crore currently. And all of this was for good reason. Quant Mutual Fund, which manages 21 schemes, came to be known for its impressive schemes across various time periods within the equity categories. One noteworthy example is the Quant Small Cap Fund. Over the past 5 years, this fund achieved an exceptional absolute return of approximately 495%. Similarly, the Quant Mid Cap Fund provided investors with a return of 349% over the same time frame. But as impressive as Quant's performance was, there was something missing at the fund house, or so thinks India's capital markets regulator, which swooped in on its executives and began probing them on charges of front-running this week. Wait, what is that you ask? Well, front-running is a prohibited strategy where fund managers and dealers exploit advanced knowledge of significant trades to profit from price fluctuations. Regulatory bodies strictly monitor and penalize such unethical practices to maintain market integrity and protect investors' interests. Quant's investors were shocked after the Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, initiated a probe against the asset management company. Although few details of what exactly transpired are available, the regulator reportedly identified trading behaviors indicating potential front-running activities by an individual connected to the fund. In response, Quant has acknowledged the SEBI probe and said it is cooperating with the regulator. But investors are understandably worried and have withdrawn nearly 1,400 crore from Quant schemes over the past 3 days. Incidentally, Quant is not the only entity being probed by SEBI on charges of front-running. The regulator is also investigating Sanjeev Bhasin, who has been associated with IIFL Securities, for his part in alleged market manipulation through a so-called pump-and-dump scheme. According to news reports, investigations indicated that Bhasin would direct a private company to buy certain stocks after which he would recommend these stocks on TV. This would generate retail interest and pump up the stock price. And then the private company would dump the stock. This action comes months after similar investigations were initiated against several other stock market experts and TV anchors of business news channels on charges of market manipulation. So, what should you do as a retail investor? If you ask us, we'd say, don't be worried, but be vigilant. You must know where you are putting your money and should always watch your back for signs of any trouble. Also, if something seems fishy, it probably is, so stay miles away. And do remember that greed is never good and that past performance doesn't guarantee returns in the future. More alarm bells. The stock market regulator is not just looking into market manipulation. This week, SEBI said that brokers and mutual funds should stop using unregulated financial influencers, of influencers, for marketing and advertising campaigns. Finfluencers are usually unregistered investment advisors or research analysts providing catchy content, information, and advice on various financial topics to their social media followers. The number of these unregulated finfluencers increased as the stock market witnessed a bull rally in recent months. In a board meeting this week, SEBI also revamped the inclusion criteria for futures and options, FNO, and introduced a fixed price delisting process. This move would weed out stocks with consistently low turnover from the FNO segment. The regulator has also set up an expert group to look into the FNO category and assess three dimensions: market development, investor protection and risk parameters, SEBI Chairperson Madhvi Puri Bhuj said. Along with SEBI, the Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has also been closely monitoring high FNO trading volumes. Options and futures volumes are larger than the nominal GDP of the country. We have discussed this matter with SEBI, and they will address it, RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das said recently. The RBI Governor's comments come when the derivatives volume on the Indian stock exchanges is on a steady rise and the Indian bourses account for more than 80% of the global equity derivatives volume. Data from Futures Industry Association, FIA, a global trade organization for the derivatives market, shows that the NSE and BSE occupy the top two positions in terms of the number of options contracts traded. In April, NSE saw a total of nearly 8.5 billion contracts being traded, with options contracts accounting for the bulk of the share. BSE saw 2.2 billion contracts being traded in April. The global volume was 13.25 billion contracts. Market wrap. Over the past few weeks, the markets have been going up, up and away. In fact, the bull run in India's stock markets has been on for more than a year now, with the Sensex having returned 22% and the Nifty doing even better at 25%. This week, the Sensex rose nearly 3.3% and came within sniffing distance of the 80,000 mark. The Nifty rose more than 3.1%, as it was perched well above 24,100. The week's top gainers include NTPC, Dr. Reddy's Labs, Dimintri, Ultratech Cement and Reliance Industries. Other Nifty counters that led the rally were Bharti Airtel, Grasim, Shriram Finance, ICICI Bank and IT Major Tata Consultancy, Infosys and Wipro. Nifty counters that ended the week in the red were Bharat Petroleum, Titan, Tata Consumer Products, ONGC and Maruti. Other Nifty losers included HCL Technologies, Apollo Hospitals, HDFC Life Insurance, Sun Pharma, IndusInd Bank, Bajaj Finserv, and Tata Motors. That's all for this week. Until next week, happy investing!